You're listening to SBS News.
It's fast becoming one of the rock-solid guarantees of the tennis circuit. If Nick Kyrgios is playing, then an encounter between the volatile Australian and the chair umpire will surely follow. The latest came in his Round 3 US Open clash with Russian Andrei Rublev, after a linesman reported hearing abuse from the Kyrgios mouth.
What? That's all right. What?
What'd I say?
Can I go have a word with him? Why can't I speak to him? What are you doing? Tell me what I said.
Nick.
Whistleblower.
On court, it was a tight struggle for Kyrgios, but despite serving down 30 aces and hitting 47 winners, he ultimately proved no match for Rublev, who prevailed in straight sets. The mercurial Australian was at his usual demonstrative self, complaining about the brightness of the court lights and at one stage heard to mutter, "I don't even want to be here, I just want to go home." The issue of his on-court demeanour was addressed in his post-match media conference, with Kyrgios the subject of two separate ATP investigations over his behaviour in recent weeks. Would a suspension provide him with a welcome break from the game?
Would I welcome it?
Well, not being suspended, but kind of maybe a chance to go home for a few months.
I don't know if I'd look at it like that, but I don't know. I don't have no say in it, so... I guess it's out of my control, I guess. I guess I've just been on the road for like 5.5 months now, and it's not easy.
The 24-year-old also reflecting on what's been a tumultuous time on the court, even by his own explosive standards.
It's been fun, that's for sure. It's been pretty consistent. No, I mean, it's same old, right? It's just up and down, roller coaster stuff. I mean, I had fun. I definitely had some great moments. And, you know, I'm still, you know, got doubles tomorrow, so I'm not completely out of the tournament, but, yeah, I mean, it's been all right.
After compatriots Alex Dumanoir and Ash Barty earlier progressed to the second week of the tournament, it was an opportunity loss for Kyrgios. By contrast for Rublev, it was a win to savour in his post-match interview with host broadcaster ESPN.
I don't know, I was trying to focus on me, to serve also well, to try to keep my serve, and then I say, okay, we'll see, if I lose tiebreaks, I lose tiebreaks, if I win, perfect, and in the end, was today my day, and I'm happy. I don't know, I was just telling myself, at least I hope I'm going to win one tiebreak. If I win one tiebreak, it's going to be already great, so I didn't expect that I'm going to win two in a row.
And while Nick Kyrgios was pining for Australian shores and his Canberra home, the National Capital's NRL team was cementing its place in the top four, with just one round to go until the finals. The Raiders scoring a dramatic away win over Cronulla, thanks to an extra time field goal. The win put some space between Canberra and the fifth-placed Manly Sea Eagles, who were thumped by the Storm as Melbourne secured itself another minor premiership. Captain Cameron Smith telling Fox, finishing on top this year was particularly satisfying, given the Storm was fielding its youngest team for many years.
The results we've earned this year is off the back of a lot of hard work. We've got a lot of guys just starting out their career here, a lot of guys that haven't even played 20 first grade games, and they turn up to training every day with a lot of enthusiasm and you know, hunger to be better.
Reigning premiers the Sydney Roosters are shaping as the Storm's biggest challenge. They snuffed out Penrith's finals chances with a 22-6 win at the SCG. Roosters coach Trent Robinson impressed with the performance.
Yeah, I thought we were good. I thought obviously they were playing for their season, and I thought we were principally really good in defence, and then I thought we went hunting at different occasions. I thought that we were aggressive, we knew what we needed to get done.
At the other end of the eight, Cronulla will now be forced to play off with the West Tigers next weekend for the last final spot. The ninth-placed Tigers thrashed St George and could leapfrog the Sharks into eighth. With the AFL resting this weekend after its home and away season finish, the finals focus turned to the netball. The Sunshine Coast Lightning moved into its third straight grand final by downing the New South Wales Swifts on Saturday. In next week's preliminary final, the Swifts will take on the Vixens, who downed Collingwood 62-49 in Sunday's knockout decider. Melbourne's Kate Maloney telling Nine the team knew it had to lift its work rate after losing to the Magpies in its final home and away game.
Collingwood taught us a few lessons last week. We had a really good look at the tape and what we need to work on, and I just thought that intensity in both defence and attack was just a huge improvement for us this week.
And looking to the week ahead, in cricket, the fourth Ashes test starts on Wednesday with the series locked at 1-1. Fast bowler Mitchell Starc is poised for a recall to the Australian squad after impressing at the weekend in the tour match against Derbyshire. Starc, who hasn't featured in the first three tests of the series, finished with match figures of 7 for 85, as Australia won by an innings and 54 runs. The tourists will retain the Ashes with a win in this test and go a long way to redeeming themselves after the final over horrors of Headingley. No horrors though for the Boomers, making a positive start to their Basketball World Cup campaign with a 108-92 win over Canada in the opening match. Gareth Borum, SBS News.